You're listening to Rock Bottom Radio, broadcasting from deep in the Turfnet Zone. Here's your host, Randy Wilson.
Hello, and welcome to Rock Bottom Country Club. Today's radio show,
The Attack of the Screenagers,
is sponsored by Dryject. Have you ever heard of screenagers? They're all around us, mesmerized by their screens, head down, hypnotized by social interactions, and they come in any age, not just young folks. We have several screenagers on the crew at Rock Bottom, and if you try to take their phone time, they get so angry. And
why is the parking lot full of cops?
We had a riot. I don't think we should schedule more than one outing per day.
Yeah, folks don't get along anymore.
Well, what happened?
Well, that bunch from GOG, you know, Golfers of Germany, they got into it with them Minnesota archery golfers of Georgia on account of...
Wait, you're telling me that Gog and Magog came down here from...
It's probably not a good idea to let archery golfers on the course at the same time with normal golfers.
Ain't no such thing as normal golfers.
Anyway, when archery golfers try to play through and hit into the group ahead...
Somebody gets an arrow in the butt.
Okay, so who's the goober tied to a chair?
That's Wilhelm. He's the president of the Global Agronomic Symposium.
Was he involved in the riot? Why didn't the cops just take him?
They tried, but they brought him back. He won't shut up about his plans for world domination. See what I mean?
Take his gag off.
You'll be sorry.
Danke. Ich bin Wilhelm mit dem Global Agronomic Symposium. Und in the future, you will own nothing and you will be happy. You will eat the bugs.
What are you going to eat, Wilhelm?
I will eat the cows, but you will eat the bugs, and you will be sehr happy.
I don't eat bugs. I spray them to protect our grass.
You must not spray the bugs. You must eat them, and also you may not have any grass.
Let them eat bugs. Have you ever read anything about 1789?
In blasphemy. Off mit someone's head.
See, you just can't play golf with somebody like that.
Liddell, put the gag back on.
Nine.
Shut up. Ain't nothing to me to whoop a golfer's ass.
Now, what started this, altercation?
One of the golfers in the first bunch objected to our American flag and tried to replace it with their flag, and Mrs. Puller, you know, the retired Marine, she opened up a serious can of butt-whooping on him, and all this pent-up tension the whole country's been wallering in just exploded.
What kind of flag did they want?
I don't know. Some brightly colored bedsheet, kind of like a, you know, like a rainbow.
Oh.
Before we knew what was happening, every golfer on the course was fighting, and old Wilhelm here was making it worse by haranguing everybody about eating bugs.
I don't think we ought to have any more Monday golf outings.
I agree. Hippies, non-golfing leftyites, and British supremacists, and...
Wait, what about the British?
First group to go off this morning was a foursome from Great Britain.
See? That right there. We gotta call them great. They can't just be ordinary Britain.
They got angry with Booth when he said British Open, and they roughed him up until he said The Open.
Yeah, and then I said, so we can't say British accent, we have to say The Accent. The British invasion was just The Invasion. And British Racing Green is...
Is Booth all right?
Yeah, a paramedic's got his head lined back up. I didn't know he'd come loose like that.
Hey, Booth, you and Aunt Femi, listen up. The insurance guy was here, and he said our policy will get canceled unless we go completely non-smoking.
Mama, I can't sit on a rough mower all day without a good smoke.
Every machine you ride stinks like an ashtray.
Well, at least what I smoke is legal.
You shut up.
I don't want to catch either one of y'all smoking anything, you hear me? I'll drug test you so fast your hair will catch fire.
You ought to test Cletus. He got more bourbon in his bloodstream than blood.
Shut your mouth, Boo, before I go upside your head.
See, this is how we get divided as a people. Keep adding new rules to follow, and pretty soon we're at each other's throats, tattling on our family like a whole country full of Karens.
Divide and conquer. Can't y'all see what they're doing to us?
Well, let's just talk about something that's not so divisive.
Well, flip phone sales are surging. Apparently, it's not just the ridiculous cost of smarty phones. It's how they take over your life, especially when combined with social media. So flip phones are coming back into our lives. It's about simplifying your life.
How much is a flip phone? I'd like to simplify my life.
You're already so simple, it's pitiful.
Yeah, well, you voted for the communists last election.
Just think, Booth, you might have been the deciding vote that got that zombie elected.
That's it. I gave y'all a chance to act sensible, but no. Everybody to the sand pile. Instead of riding mowers today, we're going to fill up all the bunkers with new sand by hand.
Wait, Mama, we just funning, right, Booth?
I'd rather shovel sand in the heat than take sides with you.
It's not that hot. The last truly hot summer was 1998. That's when that pudgy fellow started making his movie about no snow by 2010.
I remember him. He said the election was stolen because of some guy named Chad. Okay, back to the radio show. In addition to the screenagers, I would like to warn the equipment managers about the perils of working with e-machines. First, if the economy tightens up, as it does from time to time, upper management will be tempted to replace utility vehicles with cheap e-bikes from Asia. This might seem like a brilliant idea, but the cheaper the battery, the more likely they are to catch fire, especially while charging. And we need to take a closer look at the batteries on those big units, like the fairway units. The batteries they put in the big trucks are so powerful the technicians have to wear a rubber suit to keep from being electrocuted.
I can just see Buddy wearing one of them rubber suits in the summertime.
Folks, if you want to be clean and green to satisfy the alarmists, just get some real bikes. Maybe the kind known as work bikes. They'll have load-carrying designs.
What if a course ain't flat?
Well, I guess after a year or two, they'll have a bunch of athletes on the crew.
Did y'all see where JB is a 6 handicap? That has to be good for golf.
Yeah, surely he's not lying about that. I mean, we know he's only the worst plagiarist in history, but lying about your handicap, oh, I just can't believe that.
Really? Well, then maybe you could get a job as his press secretary.
No call for that kind of brutality. Hey, let's go watch the British Open replay on YouTube.
You know what we should do?
Know what?
Our job. Let's get this golf course ready for the hordes of golfers that always show up after a major tournament.
Yeah, except for PGA. Is that even a major?
No, I was thinking about the Ryder Cup.
Oh, right. I love that intercontinental animosity.
I'll tell you who's incontinent. Cletus. He got a box of diapers in his locker.
I don't wear them. They just make good coffee filters. You can use them over and over and over.
Stop it. You just can't let well enough alone, can you? Ludell, pick up that shovel and get back to work. We got 40 tons of sand to get out.
Sometimes I feel like I'm trapped in quicksand.
Don't do it.
Can't help it.
Send a message to the governor. Tell him I said, ow!
Dear governor, Ludella says, ow.
Now I know the old-timers are familiar with dog sled theory. But for the young folks, here's a quick class on generational rifts in crew operations. We had one of these rifts back in the late 60s. Our motto back then was, never trust anyone over 30. We were stupid. And now it's happening again. Recently, we hired a new crew member, Nando Mudgens, a 50-year-old screenager who's been making it tough on the other members of the crew. He likes to, what's the term, ride slack. He complains, moans, snivels, whines, gets entranced by his phone, and then argues about whatever he's assigned to do. At first, the others took up the slack, waiting for this fellow to get the hang of things on a golf course, but lately, Nando has taken to calling in sick to increase his phone time. He has discovered the art of extending his weekend by calling in sick on Mondays, a fairly important day in golf operations. So I decided to call him in and reveal the dog sled theory to him. Oh, here he comes now.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, Nando, take a seat.
Okay, but let's make it quick. Break time is coming up, and I've got to do some phone stuff.
Nando, I'm going to tell you a story. It's called The Dog Sled Theory.
Is this some boomer work hard, stay late lecture? Because I've already heard it.
I knew a man who raced sled dogs up in Alaska. He once told me a story.
Hang on. I have to answer this. Okay, so you were telling me a story about bobsleds in Arkansas?
No, I was... What are you doing?
You can just go ahead with your little story. I can do more than one thing at a time. I don't have a boomer brain.
Put the phone away.
Oh my gosh. There. Are you happy now?
Listen. A dog sled team is made up of several dogs.
Not crocodiles?
And the dogs all work together, except when one of the dogs is injured. And then that dog gets to ride on the sled until he heals up. But sometimes a dog gets too used to riding the sled and he doesn't want to return to the team. This puts a lot of stress on the rest of the team, and it makes them work harder for longer periods of time. Now, see this chart?
Of course I do. You're holding it like 2 feet away. It's a drawing of a dog sled being pulled through the snow by huskies, and each dog has a name tag.
You'll notice one dog is riding on the sled.
Yes.
Every week, this chart is posted in the office, and whoever has been the most productive is awarded the lead dog name tag. That means a free latte and a raspberry scone on Friday morning. But the one thing nobody wants is to see their name on the dog riding the sled. So whose name's on the sled rider?
Nando. Hey, that's me. I must be the smart dog.
So anyway, I asked this old dog musher what happens when a team dog rides the sled for too long, and he said, one night the rest of the team will kill him and eat him.
Harsh.
Hey, I found him. He's hiding in here with Willie.
Willie, this little twit only mowed 3 greens and didn't wash his machine up. I had to do it.
He skipped every other bunker on the back yesterday.
That bunker rake is contributing to global warming. It was oppressing me.
Y'all know what twit boy here did this morning? I asked him to help me unload that fertilizer, and he just sniffed at me and held up one finger and went back to his phone.
Let's kill him and eat him.
Nando, your behavior has resulted in all of us having to go shovel sand in the hot sun. Your only chance to survive is to shovel sand or run away.
Loose the hounds!
He won't survive out there. He forgot his phone.
You've been listening to Rock Bottom Radio, broadcasting from deep in the TurfNet zone. Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher for future episodes.